This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Black Lives Matter protests against U.S. President Trump began peacefully as the president held his first campaign rally in months in Tulsa, Oklahoma, despite warnings from public health officials about the coronavirus. Protesters flooded the city's downtown streets and briefly blocked traffic at an intersection, but police reported just one arrest Saturday afternoon. Mr. Trump's supporters gathered inside the 19,000 box center for what was believed to be the largest indoor event in the country since restrictions to prevent the COVID-19 virus began in March. Many of the president's supporters were not wearing masks, despite the recommendation of public health officials to keep the coronavirus from spreading. President Trump is attempting to tie the destruction of monuments and statues around the country to Democratic leaders, including his likely rival in the presidential election, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking to supporters in Tulsa, Mr. Trump says that the choice in 2020 is very simple, asking if you want to bow before the left-wing mob or do you want to stand up tall and proud as Americans. Statues have been destroyed in numerous locations and amid continuing anti-racism demonstrations following the May 25th killing in Minneapolis of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody. Police say that 10 people have been shot in Minneapolis with injuries of various severity. A tweet from the Minneapolis police early Sunday advised the public to avoid the area in uptown Minneapolis, but did not provide further details about the actual shooting. The address provided corresponds to a commercial district. This is VOA News. More than 461,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and that number nears 120,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is 8.7 million globally and more than 2.2 million in the United States. Britain Finance Minister Rishi Sunak signaled that the UK's government is poised to relax England's 2-meter social distancing rule. The businesses have said that the rule in its current form would slow their recovery from the lockdown unless it's changed. Sunak has said that he understands how it was affecting the financial stability of pubs, restaurants, and other hospitality firms. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that he will do everything he can to get the country back to normal as soon as possible without risking lives. The review of the 2-meter rule will apply to England only, as Britain's devolved nations have their own powers over health rules. Johnson, who says the government has followed scientific advice in its approach to the lockdown, has to balance the need to revive the economy after the 20% collapse in April without a resurgence in cases. U.S. Attorney General William Barr confirms that the U.S. President Donald Trump had fired U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman. Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan, New York, whose office is investigating Mr. Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, publicly refused late Friday to step down from his post after the administration abruptly said in a news release that he was being replaced. Berman responded by writing that he had not resigned and had no intention of resigning, going on to say that he would when presidentially appointed nominee is confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Barr said he was surprised and quite disappointed by Berman's statement, saying Berman had chosen public spectacle over public service. Barr's announcement comes less than a week before the House Judiciary Committee is set to hold a hearing where Justice Department officials will testify about political interference at the department. Chairman Gerald Nadler said that he intends to invite Berman to testify. Since being appointed in January of 2018, Berman has not shied away from taking on figures in Mr. Trump's orbit. His office oversaw the prosecution of Michael Cohen, Mr. Trump's former personal attorney, indicted two associates of Rudy Giuliani, and launched a probe into Giuliani in connection with his efforts to dig up dirt on Mr. Trump's political adversaries in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you this weekend. Beautiful songs from across the continent, as usual, but they fall into three categories today. Songs about fathers, because it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Then I have songs by African artists who were at one point in their lives refugees. And that is to honor World Refugee Day that took place earlier this week, June 20th. Finally, category three is just great music. I've got two brand new releases from Ghana and Cameroon and a couple of other tunes from Mali and South Africa that you're just gonna love. So that's Father's Day, refugees, and just plain great music. But guess what? There's still more. At half past the hour, Song of the Week is Abeiku by Ghanaian highlife legend 9924 Nana Tufuor, who sadly passed away June 15th. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present that song and to talk about Nana Tufuor's legacy, and we pay our final respects. Finally, and still in Ghana, I present the living music legend, reggae artist Rocky Dawuni. He's just come out with captivating visuals to his song Champion Arise. That's a track from his 2018 album Beats of Zion. And Rocky tells me all about the inspirational story behind that beautiful video and song. So, that's it, peeps. You're gonna love it. Sit back, stick with me, relax, and enjoy the show. We start out with songs for fathers. Papa Ute is a song written by and performed by Belgian musician Paul Van Haver, better known as Stromae. Translated into English, the song title means, Dad, where are you? Papa Ute. Stromae was the son of a Belgian mother and an absentee Rwandan father who later died in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. And this is a personal song for him. He spent his youth wondering, waiting, and hoping his father would just come home and be in his life. But that never happened. And he bitterly sings in French, Tout le monde sait comment faire des bébés, mais personne sait comment faire des papas. Everyone knows how to make babies, but no one knows how to be dads. Papa Ute, where are you? This song became the best-selling single of 2013 in Belgium. Here we go.
Dites-moi d'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, 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 où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Qu'on y croit ou pas, y aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa, et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables? Hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais tout, on aurait hérité, c'est ça. Faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, et ça doit faire au moins mille fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey. ce qui ne va pas. Ah oh, sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché. Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa. Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah oh, sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché. Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts.
Music Time in Africa.
All right, you just heard Papa Ute by Stromae. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and happy Father's Day! This next song is also about fathers. Not full of angst and pain, though, like Papa Ute, but rather, this is a gentle, touching tribute by the Congolese rap artist Youssoupha and his late father, Tabule Rochereau. Now, Tabule was a pioneer of Congolese rumba and then later soukous, and he was known by many great titles. So the Messenger, the Baobab of Congolese rumba, Prince Rochereau, and King of Congolese rumba. He died in 2013, and in that same year, his son Youssoupha, who's one of Tabule's 102 children, by the way, recorded a remix of one of his dad's old songs. He sampled some of it and then rapped over it and added a hip-hop beat. The original song was Pitié Mon Amour, saying, again in French, I'm sorry, my love, I work so hard. Pitié toi, mon amour. Pitié toi, mon cœur.
Le lyriciste Bantou. Julien m'a dit ça, volume quoi?
Si tôt le matin, yeah, je me réveille.
Et quand je me lève, la vie est moins amère. Hier j'ai fait un rêve, j'y ai vu ta grand-mère. Elle c'est mon amour, le seul véritable. J'espère te léguer sa bras pour en héritage. Tu es venu au monde et tout est devenu magique. Le bonheur a un nom, le mien je l'ai appelé Malik. Tellement de crainte, ta vie est une offrande. Quand ta mère est enceinte, c'est moi qui ai mal au ventre. Papa était un thug, des flammes dans la rétine. Il a rejoint le club des peluches et des tétines. Fini le baby blues, mettrai sur ton portrait mon cœur qui fait boum. Désormais je me sens prêt, alors je te chanterai.
Pitié, yeah, mon amour. Pitié de mon cœur, je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur. Pitié toi mon amour, pitié toi mon cœur, je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur.
Yeah, ok, yeah, ok. Et quand je rentre le soir, que la vie me fait morfler. Il est déjà tard, tu es dans les bras de Morphée. Ce monde me brise, je ne suis pas infaillible. Et c'est pas le showbiz qui fait les bons pères de famille. Hip hop ma enquête, malgré les offenses. Je veux pas que le rap game te vole ton enfance. Bizarre la route tourne, si tu manques de repères. Tu me reprocheras un jour ce que je reproche à mon père. Et ton grand-père te dira qu'on porte son visage. Il t'a appelé Madiba comme ceux de son village. Dans notre culture, les mots d'amour sont rares. J'ai appris à l'usure qu'on avait tort d'en être avare. Alors laisse-moi te dire tout ce que je t'aime. Même si ce n'est qu'un disque et que j'ai samplé ce thème. Une place dans ton cœur, j'aimerais y être d'emblée. J'aurais toujours peur si tu me laisses pas y entrer. Alors je te chante.
Pitié, yeah, toi mon amour. Pitié, toi mon cœur. Je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur. Pitié, toi mon amour. Pitié, toi mon cœur. Je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur.
Mesdames et messieurs, le seigneur Tabule Rochereau.
Si tôt le matin, je me réveille.
C'est ça même.
Devant ta photo, je me recueille.
Yeah.
Je sors sans déjeuner.
Chante papa, chante comme
je pars pour travailler.
Celle-là, c'est pour
All right, that was Mustafa with his 2013 remix of his father Taboulet's song Pitié Mon Amour. Hello everybody, happy Father's Day. I'm Heather Maxwell. Earlier I mentioned I had two brand new tunes for you today, remember? Well, here they are. This first one is Link Up by Kobe Simple from Cape Coast, Ghana. I met Kobe in 2019. He and Boggy Wednesday, another great artist from the region, performed live at ATL FM 100.5 FM. Big shout out to y'all there. Hey guys, hope you're hanging in there in Cape Coast. So, Kobe Simple, here he is with his new single, Link Up.
Yeah, yeah. Shawty says she go right with me. Hey, want a alpha with the go, baby.
Link Up by Kobe Simple from Ghana.
Makama Yabara, Anye Kalara. You are listening to Hector Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Keep it locked.
Here's Ololio by Abs featuring Daphne from Cameroon.
Kwe from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Coming up, Kwame Ofori joins me to present Song of the Week. That's in memory of the high life legend Nana Otufuor, who passed away earlier this week. And then music by artists who've been refugees, like Aziza Brahim, Hugh Masekela, and Tikenja Fakoli. And let's not forget my special virtual guest, Rocky Dawuni. But first, we're going to the heart of southern Mali. Neba Solo and his brothers comprise a balafon orchestra. They hail from the forested region of Sikasso, a beautiful place known for its deep traditional culture. Believe me, I've been there. It's amazing. Neba is the lead player, singer, and composer of the group. He builds his own instruments. He specializes in bass key additions that make the rich, resonating sound of his instrument extra special. And the other instruments you're going to hear include supporting balafons, metal scraper, gourd drums, and dancers. Even though you can't see them, you can hear them. This song is called Don Soya, and it's from the 2008 album Neba Solo Kadi. Not only is the sound amazing, but so is the lyric. It's dedicated to the great hunters of Sikasso, also of Greater Mali and all of Africa. In the Bambara language, Neba sings this. Before the modern army, our hunters were here protecting our nation. Before police, our mounted soldiers protected our leaders. Before the police force, our community associations protected our neighborhoods. Before journalism came here, our griots spread the news. They told us about our past and guided us toward our future. Before the broadcasting system, we distributed our information by our tree of counsel. The hunter and the healer are our parents. Capturer of live game, doer of extraordinary deeds, hunter, I salute you.
Dans sa main d'or la canon, solane ala kelempete nyana mame na donzo onepo kene karaba donzo onepo donzo tiga jole ma manchato donzo ke sile so kono temina ke canto coso bana ni du mamboga yala eni so gote nyoye.
Yes. Hello, everyone. That was Don Soya by Neba Solo of Sikasso, Mali. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Here's Mafiki Zolo from South Africa with the 2020 hit single, Ngeke Balunge. The duo sing to send the message that, hey, you know, if two people are in love, just leave them alone. Give them their space and don't be so jealous.
Ni mastavene Otjo mastanda na bangena shi Sebeta bazinde ni mastavene Otjo mastanda na bangena shi.
Hello everybody, ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame. How are you?
Hey, Heather. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to see your face.
Nice to see you too.
This week, I guess you and I both actually picked this song because it is by an artist who passed away just Monday, June 15th, and that is Ghanaian Nana Tufour.
Ghanaian high life legend. It's just a sad time for us in Ghana.
So the song is called Abeku. Let's take a listen and we'll talk about him and the song and his legacy a little more. The late Nana Tufour with his song Abeku. He passed away on Monday, June 15th. So, yeah, it's classic high life, isn't it, Kwame?
Yes, classic high life. Nana Tufour was particularly known for, you know, his interesting storytelling, and the subjects he would pick dwelt on love and, you know, everything.
Romance.
Yes, so Abeku is not far from that. This being Father's Day celebration, you know, it's quite apt that we picked this song because it's talking about the father-son relationship. And he, the father, loving the son so much, yet the son is preventing, you know, he, the father, from having some alone time and some, you know, some fun time with his wife. So it's just an interesting story.
Yeah, you can see it in the video. The boy is young. He's a small boy who's pretty innocent, but not quite totally innocent. Now he's got a little gleam in his eye.
Exactly.
Tufour passed away on June 15th, this past Monday. I've been doing some reading on Nana and his life, and he was known as 9924. Now, Kwame, why?
There was a time where the highlifers used to do that. So, Ofurian Ponsa is Mr. All For Real. So then Nana Tufour, just to rhyme with his name, was 9924. Yes. So it's just a thing that they used to do just to spice up their presentation. And it particularly was a thing with highlifers who came after the Boga Highlife movement during the 90s and the early 2000s. Yes, when you listen to their sound, including Nana Tufour's sound, you hear this very danceable, highlife-y tune that, you know, back then, you could dance to all the local pubs that I know you have been to when you go to Ghana.
That's right, because, yeah, this style of highlife, it's called Boga.
Boga highlife, yes.
And that is really what that means, is it's no longer the acoustic sound, but it was more electronic sound. So you had the horns that were not really real horns, but synthesized horns. Yeah, I remember this time.
So that was the High Life legend, Nana Tufuor, with the song Abeku.
Yeah, 2010. Mm-hmm. And sadly, he is no more. He passed away June 15th, and we're very sorry about that, but we're so happy that he gave such an amazing sound and signature to Ghanaian highlife.
Yes, he definitely left a legacy for upcoming highlifers to, you know, look up to. And yeah, we hope he rests in power.
Yes. I'm Heather Maxwell.
Mr. Asante.
That was Song
of the Week.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hello. If you remember at the top of the hour, I said we had three categories of music in today's show. Well, we've already covered music for fathers, although there is still more of that to come. And we've also listened to some great music from Ghana, Mali, Cameroon, and South Africa. Well, now it's time to get to that third category. World Refugee Day. It was observed on June 20th. Since 2001, did you know that the United Nations and more than 100 countries have observed this day? It commemorates the obstacles that refugees from all over the world face every single year. And it also celebrates their courage and their strength. So first up, Mujayam, or camps in the language Hassanya. This is a song by singer and poet Aziza Brahim, who has been a refugee all of her life. Aziza was born in 1976 in the Sahrawi refugee camps in the Tindouf region of Algeria. Her mother was already pregnant with her when she fled her homeland following the Moroccan military invasion and occupation there. Aziza's father stayed in Western Sahara but died before she ever got to meet him. In this smooth, lilting, Sahara Desert-sounding song, Aziza sings, "You can cage the bird, but you cannot silence its song."
Thank you.
right. Yes, that was Aziza Brahim from both Western Sahara and the Sahrawi refugee camps of Algeria. I'm Heather. It was World Refugee Day, June 20th, and this next anthemic anti-apartheid song is just perfect. It was written by a refugee, South African musician Hugh Masekela. He spent decades of his life in the United States and Europe to escape the horrors of apartheid. Here's Bring Him Back Home, Nelson Mandela.
Bring back Nelson Mandela.
Was Hugh Masekela with Bring Him Back Home. Hi, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and I've got one more song for you to help us honor World Refugee Day that happened June 20th. But first, I want to share with you this fantastic interview I had with Rocky Dawuni, who is in Ghana. He just dropped the visuals to his song Champion Arise, and well, if you watch the video, it's on YouTube, of course, you'll see why I have questions about it. And also, the song itself is just beautiful. So I asked Rocky about it, both the video and the song, and he tells me all about it from Accra, virtually. We were on Zoom. Here's the interview. Rocky, tell me about the song Champion Arise. I noticed that it's in two different venues. They're both outdoors. One is in California, one is in Ghana. Why did you choose those particular spots to shoot the song?
Well, the song, first of all, is a song that, you know, expresses personal power and the ability to triumph over, you know, any kind of obstacle or any kind of challenge. And filming was in the old Top Gun Studios that was built by Rita Marley in the mountains of Ebury. That after it was finished and they were just about to launch it, a fire burned it to the ground. You know, so for me, it's a very, tragic story. But recent years, I took it over and I'm in the process of rebuilding it. So bringing it back to life, bringing life to the space.
I believe now they come around and ask me, oh, yeah. Tell them he's the children of Judah. Breaker of a chain and a ruler. Everybody's praying, everybody's saying it, everybody's saying it. A champion arise, we shall win.
And then the second space too where I filmed it was in Woodshed Studios, that a place where everybody from Lady Gaga, U2, Coldplay recorded, and that's also in California, in Malibu. And this is one of the most incredible, amazing studios, literally in the world. Beautiful place. And during the California fire too, there was a huge fire there. It burned the whole property, but fortunately, it left just the studio part of it. But a lot of the property was, you know, got lost in the fire. So when I was, you know, I recorded the, you know, the Champion Arise, you know, the vision of it, you know, trying to really make a statement of how people can access their own personal power, and collectively we can harness our power to bring positive transformation and change in the world. I also wanted to use spaces too that have been touched by fire and have gone through, and artistic spaces actually that are right now rising, just like the phoenix, you know, like rising through the fire and the trauma and everything and coming out much stronger. And then the visuals too were going from being in a space and then all of a sudden to an open sea, which shows endless possibilities.
Ooh, here we come. Yet another spiritual warfare. Ooh, here we
come. Rocky, I see you're in the studio. Are you working on a new song or a new album?
I'm always recording, you know. That's the thing. The last few years I've worked on so many tracks, you know, and you know, right now with the lockdown and what's going on in the world and just being in Ghana on the ground and connecting with people and observing the world, you know, there's so much energy and inspiration and heartbreak and victory and all of that. So I keep distilling that and showing up in studios and creating new bodies of work, you know, because in the long run, you know, music is what is gonna give us that soul food and soul fire to empower us to forge a way forward, you know, and I'm doing my due diligence to contribute meaningfully to that.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. And I look forward to hearing more and seeing more music from you. And hopefully you can get back to the United States soon.
Well, you know, as we say, champion arise, we shall win.
I shall bring back Father Elijah.
Yeah. All right. So, peeps, we've got two more songs. So we're going to go back to our themes of refugees and fathers. This is Tikenja Fakoli, who sought political asylum from his native country of Côte d'Ivoire in Mali. The song is about fathers, too, so this is kind of a double feature. But it's not what you might expect. Tiken sings, in French, again, father, vieux père, it's your son, voilà your son. Then the lyric takes a twist. He's speaking about himself being the father, because he's older now and he's successful, he's got a gray beard, he's a huge reggae star. So when he returned home to Côte d'Ivoire one time, all of the young men that he met in the street, friends, people he didn't know, some family, wherever, whoever, just kept holding out their hands to him and singing the same old song. He says, "Father, it's your son. Voilà ton fils." Expecting a handout. And he observed that, you know, they're not going to school, they're doing drugs, they're drinking, just roaming around the city streets looking for trouble. So sadly, this is a song of disappointment about how the youth of Côte d'Ivoire have, in Tiken's experience, gotten worse.
Goodbye, c'est ton fils. Goodbye, voilà ton fils. Goodbye, c'est ton fils. Parle à ton fils. Je suis revenu après 5 ans d'exil. Des millions de jeunes sans boulot, tous la main tendue, avec une chanson commune. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, parle à ton fils. Je suis revenu un jour dans mon pays. Ye kameloye, ou te barala, ou be yarala, mowa utala. Donc nindo beye, ou be olelara. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, parle à ton fils.
That was Vieux Père by Tikenja Fakoli. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we are going way back in time. I'm talking 1977 with a special Father's Day song by none other than Prince Miko Mbarka. Did you all know that the Sweet Mother star had also recorded a song for fathers? Well, here it is. It's called Good Fathers.
Good father, good father, oh, 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 papa, oh, oh. If I do bad,
By Prince Nico. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And also thank you to my very special guest, Rocky Dawuni from Ghana, and also to Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week. Happy Father's Day, everyone. Happy Refugee Day. And to the family and friends of the late Nana Tufuor, our condolences. May he rest in eternal peace. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 090500 UTC. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. You can also always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Don't forget, you can also listen and watch Music Time in Africa special episodes, interviews, features on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Till next week, stay beautiful.